Please turn with me in your Bibles this morning. We'll be reading scripture from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. And then we'll be reading from John chapter 6, 29 to 40. And before we read God's holy word, let us pray. Blessed are you, O God of all creation. You spoke in the beginning and things came to be. You spoke and your word came to live with us, full of grace and truth. Bless this place where we would hear your voice. Bless this place where we would hear your word. As we listen, may our ears be attuned to you. And may we read your word. May you speak to us. And that all that we hear may lead us closer to you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13, the word of the Lord. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 29 to 40. Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one who has sent me." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give what we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his holy word. Amen. We've been working through a sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. Today our focus is on, "Give us this day our daily bread." Someone once said that the Lord's Prayer starts and ends on the highest of mountain peaks. It starts with, "Our Father in heaven be glorified," and it ends with, "Kingdom and glory." In between those two mountain peaks, we take that journey of life. It's kind of the spot of sort of where we all live. It's in that valley that we have what we call our daily needs. We start the prayer with God, our Father in heaven, and we end with the prayer with God, your kingdom's come. In between are those two bookends of all things that we deal with every day. Our need for provisions, our need for protection, and our needs for the right priorities. In this phrase we examine today, "Give us this day our daily bread." There's many lessons for us to learn from this passage of Scripture. In this brief petition, we have the answer to some of life's deepest and most challenging needs. When we pray for our daily provisions, four powerful things that happen in our lives. But they only occur when we depend on the Lord. This petition of Scripture encourages us to depend on God. You see, when Jesus instructs us to pray for our daily bread, we can be reminded that no matter what station in life we're in, we are all totally dependent on the Lord for our daily supply of our material needs. When we pray, Give us this day our daily bread. What it is for us is a prayer of dependency. You see, we trust that God, our Father, is our provider. Deuteronomy 8:17 challenges our self-sufficient culture with these words, where we read, "You may say to yourself, my power, my strength, the strength of my hands has produced this wealth for me." But remember this, it's the Lord your God. It is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and confirms His covenant. In other words, you have the ability to care for your family. You have the ability to provide, look after yourself. But where does that ability come from? It comes from God. Give us this day our daily bread. Means daily bread. Not next week's bread, not next month's bread. What it is it's the bread for today. This is a prayer of sufficiency. In Psalm 104, verses 27 to 29, we are reminded by the psalmist of the universal dependence that we all have on God, where we read, "All creatures look to you to give them their food at a proper time. When you give it to them, they gathered it up. When you open your hand, they were satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they were terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust." Martin Luther makes a very important observation in his large catechism. He says, when you pray for daily bread, you pray for everything that is necessary to enjoy that daily bread. You must expand your thoughts, he says, to more than the flour or the flour bin. For if God did not cause the grain to grow, preserve the field, we could never take a loaf from the oven and set it on the table. This petition includes everything that belongs to life: food, clothing, our house, our home, but also peace and concord in our daily business, including our civil and political affairs. Though we receive all things from God in abundance, we cannot retain or enjoy them in security and happiness until He gives us a stable and peaceful government. Do you see how all this ties in? We so often say, give us this day our daily bread, and yet we look at that daily bread or we look at that meal and we give thanks to God for that, but there are so many factors that tie into this to making it our daily bread. Psalmist says that if for 1 minute God closes His hand or for 1 minute He doesn't provide, we are all in trouble. God is the one who feeds the mouths of mankind, and it doesn't matter whose mouth it is or where that mouth is located. God is ultimately responsible for all of our daily provisions. Every day God provides, spends more on the entire budget of our country just to feed the mouths of the hungry sparrows of the world. So we shouldn't be surprised that God, especially when we read the Word of God, when we spend time in the Word of God, feeding ourselves with His daily bread, that God is interested in our needs as well. He says He provides for the sparrows and He'll provide for all of us. The New Testament, the verse that says, man should not live by bread alone, but that every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, in Matthew 4, verse 4. When we teach that passage, we often talk about the importance of spiritual things over material things. Man shall not live by bread alone. That's material. But every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that is spiritual. But there's more to it than that. Because man just doesn't live by bread alone. That means bread itself would have no value to us unless the value that had been given to that bread by the Creator. In other words, man does not live by bread alone. What man lives on is every word that comes from the mouth of God. So why is it that bread meets the needs of the human body? How is it that things which grow on the earth we can put on our tables to eat? They have within them the properties of energy that gives us strength, that helps us grow. Why does this happen? It's because of the Word of God, God's holy Word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God speaks. That seed has properties of energy and strength that all of us need. Were God were to withdraw His Word, the bread that we speak of would be meaningless and without any nutrition. God has given us the herbs of the field with the energy that we can translate it into the fuels that fuel our body. God is behind it all. So next time when you sit down and you're having your meal, look around the table. If you could trace everything that's on that table back to its origin, you discover that everything sitting in front of you comes from God. And the grace that you say before you dine will become more meaningful for you to realize that it is God who has truly provided. The problem with this understanding is that I'm not sure in the last little while, now perhaps some of you as children going through the time of war, but I don't think most of the people in this day and age have ever gone without having a single meal for an entire day. I recall that, and I can say this because my dad's not here, I have missed a meal or two because of misbehaving. Seriously misbehaving. But for what it's worth, my mom snuck a little bit of food upstairs that got me through the night. But we have threats to, we don't have as many threats to our daily provisions anymore as perhaps we used to have. We know that during COVID, during the trucker protests and such, there may be a few threats to our daily provisions. Sometimes it's the weather that temporarily shuts off our access to food or other provisions, and we tend to get a little panicky when we hear of a major snowstorm coming or an ice storm moving in, and we want to run out on the store and stock up on our basics. But just think of people who literally every day don't have enough to eat. Literally every day need to be praying, "Give us this day our daily bread." God has been so generous in many parts of the world that we all have what we need to eat. Behind all our daily bread is His provision. You see, when we bow and give thanks to God for our daily bread, for that meal that's in front of us, we must not do it perfunctorily. We don't do it as a habit. We shouldn't do it as just taking it for granted. We need to offer thanks with sincere gratitude for all that God has done for us for our daily bread. And it encourages us when we do that several times a day to remain dependent upon Him. This petition examines the discipline of our lives. You see, Jesus didn't teach us to pray, "Give us this daily steak," or "Give us this daily lobster." He says, "Give us this day our daily bread." What this prayer doesn't say is, "God, give me everything I want." It doesn't say, "Lord, I want all these things and you're responsible to give them to me." What it does say is, "Give us this day our daily bread." It reminds us of what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:6. "Now, godliness with contentment is great gain." You see, if you have what you need, you have God. We're responsible to ask Him to supply that our needs be met. In Matthew 6, 31, 33, we read, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For it is the pagans that run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So then, what are the basic things that God has promised to supply? Three things. Something to put on, something to put in, something to put over. God says He'll take care of us if we trust Him, if we ask Him. There are people who say, well, God hasn't done anything for them. And I don't know, depending on what station they are in life or what's happening in their life, I have to be careful how I answer that. But I have been bold enough to say, well, have you asked Him? Actually, someone said, why should I worship a God? He hasn't done anything for me. To which I said, well, have you asked God? Have you really spoken to God? Have you told Him what's going on in your life, that it's so troubling that people think that God is a genie and they just make a wish and everything will disappear out of their lives? It's giving them trouble, and everything that they do want will actually just show up. It's not the case. I know we can dive into this statement a little deeper and have this great theological discussion, but the older I get, I'm starting to see that life for me gets more daily all the time. I mean, I need to learn to be able to handle things one day at a time. Even though I plan 3 weeks ahead, I need to learn to let it go, plan one day at a time. God wants us to have daily discipline, looking to Him in faith, trusting Him one day at a time. God has not promised us, and be careful with this, please, because there are preachers who preach name it and claim it. That's what we're being taught to do. That's what's being taught in churches. And that is not the case. What God has promised to all of us is that He will meet our daily needs. God blesses most of us with far beyond what we would ever need. And with that blessing comes a responsibility to each one of us. We're to share with others, bless others. Because if we're not recycling the blessings that God has poured out in our lives, we run the risk of hoarding. We become materialistic. Praying for our daily bread forces us to be disciplined about examining what the Lord has provided and just how He would use it for His glory. This petition eliminates the disease of worry in our lives. Praying for daily bread eliminates worry. Jesus did not say, pray for next week's bread, or even next month's bread. He said, pray for today's bread. And when we focus on today's bread, we will not worry about the future. Do you recall I did a series of messages on Elijah and his experience with the woman and the provision of bread in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 to 16. Do you recall the experience of the Israelites in the wilderness who were supposed to collect enough manna for one day? Except Saturday they were to collect for 2 days because they were not to work on the Sabbath in Exodus 16, verses 4 and 5. God has given us examples all throughout Scripture, and they direct the teaching to His people to trust God. Trust Him for today. Don't worry about the future. I know it's hard. It's actually human nature to worry about the future. If you listen to what's going on in the world today, you listen to your investor or whoever it is, whatever the case may be, it's like, what about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? And they've built that fear into the system of society that we're always fearfully worrying about tomorrow, and perhaps for some, tomorrow may never come. God provides daily. So how do we learn to trust Him one day at a time? It's a journey we can be on every day, all of our lives. But trusting takes its... Trusting is the most important thing to do, and if you're not trusting God, it takes its toll on your body. One of our sons, when he was 4 years old, had a bleeding ulcer. The reason why he had a bleeding ulcer was he was a worrier. The doctor said that's all it is. We would get in the vehicle and he would worry, has everybody got their seatbelt on? Did everybody have enough food to eat before he got in the vehicle? Does anybody have to go to the bathroom? Is Dad going to drive safely? 4 years old. And he worried. It's like, take it one day at a time. Every day we should pray, God, I want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please meet my needs today. Trust God daily. That presupposes that you are going to talk to Him daily. Praying week to week is not the Lord's Prayer. There are challenges we face daily. We don't face challenges weekly or monthly. We face them daily. And for us to remain free of worry, we have to pray and we have to trust that God will provide daily. It's not wrong to think about tomorrow. It's wrong to worry about tomorrow. And I think that when we should focus on long-range praying, I believe that God wants us to plan as if all depends on us. But pray as if everything you do depends on Him. That's the only way we're going to get through the crisis of our struggles in life. One day at a time. It's the only way we're going to get through sicknesses that we face in life. One day at a time. It's the only way we're going to get through the financial stresses that we face. One day at a time. Why is that? Because God has ordained our lives that move at a pace, one day at a time. God has made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has put eternity in man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Ecclesiastes 3:8, all God wants us to do is to be in step with Him, to trust Him for today. There's many things I love about Emmanuel, so forgive me how this may come across. What I really love about what happens in this church is that we pray the Lord's Prayer every time we gather. I know churches that have made the decisions a number of years ago to remove the Lord's Prayer from prayer services or from their worship services. They say the fact that we say it weekly becomes repetitious, becomes boring. The younger people don't want to hear the Lord's Prayer every week. Maybe once a month might be nice. When I have the opportunity to lead worship in other churches, I make it a priority to pray the Lord's Prayer. People have said the view, it was getting stale, the words don't mean to them anymore. And here's the worst part. It just makes the church services that much longer. It's the Lord's Prayer. Teach us to pray. Unfortunately, they've never started using the prayer since then, and much then, one of the reasons why it's hard maybe for us to get people to pray in church. I somehow think that we're not using the model of the Lord's Prayer as a way for us to communicate with God, to be able to pray. I think it's not the church that suffers this problem, but I think it's a lot of people who do suffer this problem. I ask several Christians how often they pray, and they say, well, it's occasionally, or I come to God and I pray when I need Him. Here's the part of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus is telling us how often we should be praying. Give us this day our daily bread. He says, if we're asking only for what we want for this day, then we need to come before God and pray every day, providing for our daily bread. Pray for each day, for each day's needs. If you prefer praying at nighttime, you pray every night for the next day's needs, that is fine. And if you are to grow as a Christian, it's so important to be praying, and your prayer life needs to grow. Your prayer life needs to be regular, and it needs to be often. This petition enlarges our duty to pray. Notice Matthew 6:11 doesn't say, give us this day my daily bread. It says, give us this day our daily bread. There's a corporate sense to the prayer that means I shouldn't be concerned with my needs only. The prayer is a simple answer to pride, materialism, worry, but it's also an answer to selfishness in our lives. Look at the pronouns in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Prayer can be selfish, and many times when we pray, we should look at the list of things we are asking from God, because we know in our hearts there are so many more have greater needs than ourselves. So how do we keep the prayer from our daily provisions from being an inordinate request from a heart that seeks to gain favor from God? Very simply, don't start praying at verse 11. Many come to prayer and they go right to verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. To keep that from getting out of perspective, we need to pray in sequence which Jesus gave it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's worship. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth and heaven. That is our submissiveness to the Lordship and to His will. It's impossible to pray the next part of prayer selfishly or tritely when we are worshiping a God and we are asking for His perfect will to be done in our daily lives. But in that context, it's totally appropriate to ask Him to meet our daily needs, as He has promised to do. James sometimes says that our prayers aren't answered because we ask with the wrong motives. James 4:3. The key to praying with the right motives is to keep our prayer in the context of worship and God's kingdom. With those as the context of what we ask for, we run far less the risk of praying with impure motives. Brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, how does prayer that Jesus taught begin? Begins, our Father. Never forget that you are a child of God. God created you. He loves you. Maybe your daily bread is need for guidance, health, housing, good government, happy marriage, or maybe you are just tired, run down. And that daily bread you need is for energy. Martin Luther was right when he wrote, our daily bread doesn't just refer to food. In this prayer of daily bread, it stands for the physical things that we need for life. Everything that nourishes life, food, drink, clothing, house, yard, fields, cattle, money, possessions, a devout spouse, devout children, devout employees, devout and faithful rulers, good government, peace, health, good friends, faithful neighbors. God desires daily dependence on Him. He is our provider. When God provided the Israelites with manna in the wilderness, do you know what if they collected more than what they needed for that day? We all know what happened. It spoiled overnight. God wanted the children of Israel to realize that they need to trust Him daily and that He would provide their daily bread. And yes, the ultimate bread is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. I'm the bread of life. The human heart has that deep desire and that appetite for worship. The human spirit needs to know that there is life beyond the grave. Our most basic need and one of God's greatest gifts is the gift of forgiveness. And it's Jesus who fills that spiritual hole in our human heart. Give us this day our daily bread. We need that bread to stay alive. Because if we do not have that daily bread in our life, without the bread of life, we truly will never live. Teach us contentment, Jesus. Show us the way of true delight in things of this earth without mad cravings of our own control. We need to ask Him for to increase the hunger for Him and the things of the Spirit. There's so much for us to think about these words. Give us this day our daily bread. If we pray the way God had intended us to do, we will depend on Him daily. We will add discipline to our lives. We will conquer the disease of worry, and we will enlarge that context in which we pray. So I encourage you, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, pray carefully, pray thoughtfully, pray spiritually. Give us this day our daily bread. Let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us this day our daily bread. We pray for your great provision over our daily physical needs and help us to trust in your provision each and every day. Ease our anxiety and worry and help us to trust in you. We pray that you will align our heart and our prayer requests with your will, Lord, that you will hear our prayers and that you will bring our greatest needs and worries and fears and decisions and cares for others. Father, hear these prayers. Move in our life and in our lives that we pray for, of those we pray for. For you are great and mighty and loving, and you know exactly what we need. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and help us to trust that you know best for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.